All right, we live.
Okay. We're live. We out here in beautiful Ottawa, California, in the snow. Special New Year's episode. It's cold as fuck. And my name's Leo. Welcome to the pod. We got my boy Trey, all the way from Bakersfield, special guest
first,
today.
First time appearance on the pod.
First time facing the camera too.
Yep. No, it's snow too.
Oh yeah, first time in the snow too. I forgot about. First time in the snow.
Been in the trenches. Yes, yes.
All right, my name's Rick. It's my second time in the snow. Ha.
Got you.
Oh, shit.
Some fucking icicle just got him.
All right.
Oh, well, my bad. My name's Easy. I don't know how much times I've been in the snow. Not a huge fan, but it's nice, I guess.
I fucking love the snow, bro. I love the cold.
Oh, that's cold as hell. As
fucking...
My toes.
As bundled as I'm looking, fucking, like, all fucking, like, it's a bola, bro. I don't, like, no, I love the snow and shit.
It's definitely beautiful. Definitely beautiful, oh God, but
it has a different aesthetic when it's not falling on my fucking face and on the mic.
True.
It's about to catch every single.
I could have been born when there was snow, but my mom waited 15 days later to my birthday. It snowed in Bakersfield once, but.
That year you were
two
born?
Weeks late, like 2 weeks
before.
You're
the miracle baby, bro. You brought the snow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, and ever since then, it's just been downhill.
It's not only snow that Trey likes, the snow bunnies.
Oh,
if it ain't snowing, I ain't going.
He just like me for real.
If it ain't snowing, I ain't going. Y'all heard it here first. Hit them up, ladies.
I hope you guys appreciate the scenery. This is a first time for the Jack Shack doing a remote recording because I know we've beat this dead horse a bunch of times, but the whole Vegas thing, and I hope we don't bring up Vegas anymore, especially that trip.
Starting now.
But, so we're out here recording live from remote location in Ottawa, California. Shout out to the park personnel that were really cool to me, even though I'd worked for parks in a couple years. But they hooked me up with the low discount and the boys with the discount.
Yeah, he hooked me up too, and Leo. We got some pins and shit.
Yeah, some sick-ass pins.
Thank you.
That was one cool thing about, like, working for parks. It's such a tight-knit community that everybody knows everybody. Yeah. Like, the maintenance guy here knew my boss that I used to work with over there.
He's dead ass a family, bro.
Yeah. Oh, God. Too bad they're corrupt.
Mutual respect, but damn.
Parks K?
Yeah.
This is really nice, though, bro.
I think they heard you?
When we finally, like, sit back and finally don't have to worry about setting up mics or looking for a spot that we're not getting snowed on.
Yeah. Well, three out of four.
This is legit. Yeah.
It hits me in the fucking face.
Too late, Leo. We've already committed. We've already got frame. Yeah. Unless you like sit in the front, like you're the leader type shit, but you can't do that.
Toes
down with Jack.
Huh? Fingers almost.
Down with Jack. Right down there with Jack, huh?
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
We came fitted for the snow too.
Oh God.
Yeah, we all came bundled up and shit. Well, some of us
couldn't fall. Could have got some better sneaks, but.
It's all good, bro.
Bro, drip comes first.
Now, whenever somebody walks by and they see the footprint, bro, they're like, "Oh shit, somebody had fucking." Dunk low pandas on.
They're just gonna assume it's pandas
automatically.
Nah, they're gonna like, damn, they got the two most famous shoes walking together, bro.
God, bro.
Pandas are the new AF1s.
Yeah.
But they're still pricey though. I don't get how they haven't dropped in price.
Like they dropped so much,
fuck
bro.
No. Yeah, well, could they redo? They redrop them? Like when they dropped initially, it was like they dropped them, then they waited like half the year to drop them again. Now, like ever since last year, they'll drop them like every month.
Yeah.
Every other month. But when I got these, I got these like 2 months after they dropped. So I got them in LA for a little.
You don't want to disclose that amount?
Well, I know. I don't care. I got them for $470.
God damn.
But that was the peak of the hype, to be fair. Yeah. To give them some credit,
you get stuck up, bro.
Well, to give them some
credit.
I didn't care.
I wanted them.
Hype.
Like, these are mandatory. I remember when they released these, I was like, man, I'll talk to my friend. Like, I need these. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Easy to wear.
I don't care about the price.
Just that's why AF1s are so popular. You can throw them on anything, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've caught some people lagging with the Court Vision Lows.
Oh, shit.
Not being the Court Vision Lows allegation, bro. I'm going to tuck my feet under my chair, bro.
I almost got a cramp.
I don't want to derail the combo, but like quick disclaimer, just in case it comes up in post, the fucking background, if y'all hear like cars and shit or like little kids screaming in the background having fun. We apologize.
Yeah, we're literally
hopefully I can
park.
Fix it in post.
No one's getting murdered. Those yells you hear are of joy.
Joy and glee in the snow.
They're brutal snowball fights.
On God. Mm-hmm.
With the children.
Yeah, like Rick's fucking. I told him throw a snowball soft, bro. I'm gonna have a bruise. I have a bruise, bro.
Softball I got shot size by fucking a paintball gun.
Dude, that's how I felt.
I legged a 3-pound block of ice at him, full force.
The ones you buy at the liquor, not even the ones out here.
The ones that they make raspados with?
Yeah.
Speaking of raspados, there's some lemonade snow around the trees, bro.
Was it really?
Yeah, bro, you see right there.
Like around like the bottom?
You see it right there on that one, the big one.
See, hold on.
Oh, like yeah, yellow.
Yeah, you see it?
No.
On that big one right here, right there, straight, bro, that one.
Lemonade it's like snow. A little like shade of yellow.
Yeah, there's a shade of yellow.
Is that the one you can eat? Is that the one that they say you can eat?
How did it taste, Leo?
Tastes like lemonade, bro.
Forbidden snow cones?
Forbidden snow cones.
snow cones.
Which one of us is grabbing a handful of ice right now?
On God, one time I remember my first memory of actually touching snow.
I'm not doing it.
I ain't no bitch.
I'm not committing, bro.
Oh, wait, hold on. Trey's going to do it.
Trey's going to eat some snow.
Does it taste like snow?
Tastes like ice.
You grab the one that we walked up.
Surprisingly, huh?
Why does that one got a panda footprint on it? All right, Rick, what are you saying?
Hold on, Trey, let me just make sure you got the thing. Yeah. All right, watch out for that button.
Yeah, the first time
I remember snow, one of my cousins, well, my tios and my cousins had came back from, so I think it was here, Idlewild or Big Bear somewhere, and they brought the back of their truck, like, full of snow. They shoveled it in, and they pulled up to my pad. It was, like, around December or something, and my cousins were like, oh, look, snow, and it was, like, the first time seeing it. And I was like, oh, shit. So my first reaction was to grab some, run inside, grab a cup, throw it in there, and then pour some Tampico in it.
Oh, mom, it's...
So I used it as, like, ice type shit. But it was like dirty because they probably got it, like, off the side of the road or something.
Like snow that has ran down already.
Mm-hmm. It's the most Mexican shit I've ever heard.
Mm. And he said Tampico, bro.
It's even more, bro.
Let me try it. The thing is that he went like this, like, oh, what the fuck?
Wait, what?
It was that 99 cent a gallon Tampico before inflation hit.
Bro, that's crazy.
The one that was all corn syrup and fucking artificial fruit flavors.
There was no fruit juice in that bitch, bro. Nah. There was no fruit juice in that bitch.
Tampico had Mexicans in a fucking headlock, bro, with that
shit. Had that shit in a fucking chokehold.
You ever had that shit, Trey?
Oh, yeah.
You grew up on Tampico?
Yeah, my grandma white. They'll be low-key, like, not thick, but, like, every time you drink
that
like,
shit would never get cold, bro.
I'll be smacking it like that.
That shit was so full of tart, bro.
I'm gone.
Bro, it leave you more thirsty.
Oh, God.
Straight up. Yeah.
Bro, I don't know.
I still smack some Tampico.
Especially, like, the pink one. Is it a pink one?
The pink
one. Yeah, there was a pink one.
It was, like, a whole, like, jug.
I think you speak up a little bit, bro.
I mean, I got it on my lips.
Yeah, you got nutted on.
But if anything, speaking up, fuck, you can see it.
The street doesn't
can
stop.
Can I hear me now? Like this?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Because more just for all of us to hear good.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Honestly. Fuck.
My fault.
But yeah, like, they still sell Tampico at the dollar store, but it's like a pint instead of like a gallon for a buck.
They gentrified it, bro.
Yeah, oh, God. Hey, shut up.
First impressions of the snow, Trey? What are you thinking?
Well,
being surrounded by snow.
This is cool. Like,
would you come here again?
The way he was saying, like, it was like about to be blizzard or like not blizzard. Like,
nah, what the fuck?
Snow.
Air this shit out.
I would expect at least a little like drop of snow.
A little bit of snowfall.
Yeah, this dumbass Leo thought it was gonna be.
I was snow. I'll drop it on you.
Okay, you said it's gonna be snow. I'm like, all right, the snow. But if it was like snowing, oh yeah, I would have got naked.
Okay.
Like fresh snowfall, that would have been crazy. I've never seen fresh
snowfall.
Would
have been clean.
Yeah.
But I've seen it once. Last time I came, I went to Big Bear.
That's what my day.
I've heard a rumor of it.
So they say that when it fresh snows.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I go to Washington, it snows.
I go to a different state for my snow.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
My Oregon snow.
My first snow experience was on GTA Online.
Fuck.
When they dropped the update.
They added snow?
Yeah.
They been did.
Like,
it's
around this time
now.
Right now, it's actually probably no still idea. Snowing on the map.
Like, when it first came out, they did it, like, yeah, later in the year.
In GTA with the fucking Gooch event?
Uh-huh.
The Gooch. Like the Krampus. Like,
yeah, they did the Krampus, but they named him the Gooch.
The Gooch.
And he looks like an evil Grinch.
G-O-O-C-H.
Yeah, exactly, like a Gooch.
That would be some GTA shit.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't name anything else.
And it was so whack because Trey was talking about it, and I looked it up because he said it wasn't an event, and he just randomly appears at random times, and he has so much health, and when you kill him, he only drops a mask, so it's like not even worth the trouble.
Yeah, but he's like
one shot.
He's like the doctor from Five from BL1's zombies.
BL1 zombies.
That was probably like one of like the best bosses, I think, and like OG Call of Duty zombies.
The dogs. You get like
Hellhounds.
No, the
they'll take you to the pack a punch. You'll get max ammo, like a fire cell.
Yeah. The doctor was scary as fuck when he would pull up. I just hate it
when he'd snatch my ray gun, bro.
Take God, your pack a punch commando. Oh my gosh, I'm screaming.
Where's me? I have the way gun.
I have the winner's howl.
Where's me? Scared me as a fucking little kid, bro.
Where's me? I have the way gun.
No, the scariest zombies is World War II. I will stand on that. The jump scares from like going from the side of our building. Yeah.
They made that shit more cinematic.
Running and they just fall down. No.
Yeah, they made that one more cinematic.
Do not play that at night. It was more of a cinematic type thing.
Yeah, it was more of a cinematic. They actually made like
the zombies is cool.
Unhinged jaws.
But the Easter eggs was. You had to take 3 days to do it.
leave your PlayStation running.
Put it on pause.
Like you ain't got no memory card type shit.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I did that shit not too long ago. I did it on Vanguard. I was playing zombies. I think it was probably Moose, Mandog, and Bethel. And we were playing, one of those three, maybe even Gus, like, instead of one of them.
Yeah.
And we were playing Vanguard zombies. And we're so committed to hit round 100.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking committed.
Damn.
So we hit round 50. All of us put our PlayStation on, like, don't sleep, you know, like, you know, stay on.
Uh-huh.
And we went to sleep and woke up. And started and kept going.
Continued the grind.
Yeah.
So if you all pause, does the game pause?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause like we did like there's someone who's a host.
So they the host thing is pausing.
Oh yeah. Some zombies
did that. Freaking
BL3 started it.
Cold War? Was that like that too?
Cold War did that too. Yeah. Eventually, cause before.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Sorry,
it
was Cold War. I think.
Oh, Cold War.
Wait, which
one
was the zombies that had that map that had like a broken plane?
The first zombie.
Yeah, that was Cold War.
That was Cold War?
Cold War, yeah.
The first map on Cold War?
Yeah, Knocked. D Machine, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Die Machine.
Yeah, because we did the whole Easter egg shits and everything.
Yeah.
That map was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked that.
It was short.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite map on that, at least.
Damn. I was going to ask you something, Trey. Because I was gonna.
He's gonna get on one knee.
So
yeah, bro.
Who the hell ripped your sister?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't want to get into that, man.
Showman a demon.
I need to get context.
Let's give context.
Cause nobody knows. Cause Rick just asked that shit out of the blue, and people might assume shit. But there's on the fucking Breakfast Club. What is it, like a radio show?
Yeah, it was like
you could call it a talk show.
At this point, it's like a podcast talk show. Too.
Yeah. There's a fucking. It's by. Motherfucker
Charlamagne the God. I know it's with Logic.
He's like a stand-up comedian or some shit?
Yeah, he's like an internet comedian personality.
Yeah. And like the thing that's funny is like he's like well-known on the internet, on social media for being a fucking menace to society. Always asking these out-of-pocket questions and doing the crazy shit.
Doing all those crazy stuff.
And Logic, a rapper, Logic, for those who don't know, he has a really bad past. His sister got raped and shit, sexually abused. I don't know if we can say that on fucking Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah,
but he got his sister got raped.
The R word.
Yeah. And oh shit, a squirrel.
Squirrel.
Alright, Doug.
Okay.
Squirrel.
But yeah, and it was like it's like, you know, it's a sore subject when you talk about shit like that. Yeah. And he just out of the blue asked him, so who they
who
were
the
asking him questions, sister? Normal conversation, and he's like, so who the hell raped your sister? And he's like, whoa, wow, man, I don't want to get into
some like fucking hot shit.
Some other crazy shit he did was when J-Lo, they had Jennifer Lopez on.
I didn't know.
After she had left, he's like,
oh
shit, J-Lo left? And then he got down on his knees and
I thought it was Mariah Carey.
No.
It was J-Lo.
Oh. He probably did it again. I'm sure he's done it before.
He's done it like
some menace shit, bro.
I don't know why he.
No, I think he told Mariah, was like, I didn't know you had ass like that.
Yeah.
Was that her? I don't know. I thought it was one of the Kardashians or some shit, but he's out of pocket in general.
Oh, God, bro.
I think he did some shit to Khloe, too,
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, that's what I think I was thinking.
Yeah.
Or that one screenshot where he's, like, just staring at the chick's titties next to him. He's just like.
Oh, God, he's gone caught up multiple times.
Oh, God.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, God, bro. He doesn't give a fuck, bro.
He doesn't care.
You think he does it on purpose? Like,
to make
a moment type shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where he almost got beat up in New York. There's like a video of him running between cars and stuff in the street. about to get beat up by somebody.
It's caught lacking.
Mm-hmm. He was dipping.
Yeah, you fucking fast. The other menace to society is fucking Meek Mill.
Dog is started
stupid
with
shit he does. When he was sitting poolside.
The fries on the...
He was sitting poolside like this, and he had the fries on his knee.
The most on his wet-ass knee.
All wet and shit, bro. Like a little kid.
Have you seen that?
That's the most like craziest thing after, ever.
Like, he's like, let me just kid. Reenact it. He's like, his legs are like this.
It's like when you ask for a cup of fries.
On the pool, and he just had a handful of like fucking fries on his lap all wet, bro. That's it's like crazy. When you hop out of the pool as a kid and you go to eat fucking Doritos and shit.
Put the pile on you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Damn.
That just goofy ass front flips he do in the arena. His stiff ass run.
Yeah.
When he trying to play football.
When he trying to run around. That shit was funny.
Like his back is broken when he runs.
The one where he was riding the quad on the street.
Yeah.
And he slams into a fucking car.
The one that I thought was really funny. It wasn't with Meek, but it was like, it was a video of some like assembly inside a school. And they were like doing like, like trampoline front flips onto a pad, and it's like, what the fuck does got to do with mental health?
Oh, mommy!
Like trying to uplift was, like, everybody.
Was doing fucking bike tricks in the gym off of a ramp, and it's like, what the fuck does got to do with suicide prevention?
If you die, you can't rip the bike like this.
Oh God.
Type shit.
You guys remember that assembly? They brought people in, and they're like drunk driving and all that shit. It was like in the gym, and they had a big ass screen, like a projector screen.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And they like trying to, like, I guess, scare people out of drunk driving and shit.
Yeah, I don't think
it
I
was
do.
Weird.
Oh, and they did like the live thing outside the.
Yeah, it's school. Like, I don't know.
I think I had that once.
Yeah,
at my
it was for
old
us
school.
Once too. It was probably what, 11th grade, 12th grade, just something
like that. They have like
bro.
A car with a broken windshield
yeah,
and a body
type
on
shit.
It. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know where
that was. I did not like that at all. That was traumatizing. Like, as a little kid.
So it worked. That's what it was meant to do, shock and awe.
Yeah.
Y'all remember walking outside? Like,
all that did was
body? I'm like, what?
It just showed me I was blessed.
Teacher!
Dead body. You want to see a dead body?
Trey brings all his homies.
How come look at this?
God. Well, there was fucking... You were telling my brother a bunch of heinous-ass shit last night, bro. I'm trying to remember what you said.
Oh, yeah. I used to do some demonic things in school.
Oh no! Yeah, that's boy. What we were doing. We were talking about like the history in our fucking in like schools and shit.
Yeah,
about how like
our 21 Paris, Jump Street,
the, like the race wars and stuff. The blood, like blacks and Mexicans.
Y'all had that over there too.
At West, yeah, we had that a couple times.
We had that shit a lot here in Paris back in the day.
Bro, it became like an annual festival at that point.
Oh God, bro, it was like annual. It was like tradition.
I,
almost
I
like
remember
the
one of those
who's
selling tickets, bro.
What had the Stater brother?
Our race war happened in my senior year, and
what? Really?
Yes. That's that insane. Was when I was cool with everybody, so it was weird for my end.
It was weird hitting your best friend and shit?
No, I wasn't part of it. Hell no.
You just sucked them, bro.
Trey.
It was around, like, when football was about to end, so, like...
Hypothetically.
Oh,
hear me out.
If you knew us in high school, would you sock us out during the riots?
Me? Like,
thinking about it
too. No,
like,
me being me? No, because...
You're not a fighter, you're a lover.
That and I love my Mexican people, you know? They like my second.
You like your peeps?
Yeah, they're my second people.
My boy.
My head's cold as obviously, fun. I got my African American people, but.
Rick's gonna be like, well, I'd beat your ass.
I'll stop your shit out, huh?
Yeah, it's on sight, bro.
I'll fuck him up, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, none of that shit even interests me to even go watch or.
No, yeah, on God.
No, I didn't.
Bro.
I went straight home after practice.
On God. I had a fucking deal. I had a deal that was there like in the aughts in the 2000s when they were in high school, and like it was literally like a schoolyard brawl, bro. Like when it was like the race war, the blacks against the Mexicans, bro. That shit was insane. My uncle would literally like fucking leave school to go to that shit. That shit would get
it was
crazy.
Still bad, like while we're in school.
That's a strictly
but I think
criminal
activity. Associate with shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at one point it did happen, but it was like, what the
it
fuck?
Happened
that's
a few
stupid.
Times, bro.
Yeah.
Just. Sometimes not as big as others.
No, yeah, it's just, even then, it's stupid as fuck, bro.
And I remember it was like a week that it got really hot, and there was like cops all up and down Paris Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
like all behind Stater Brothers in that parking lot. Remember mm-hmm. when they started fighting that security?
Yes, I was going to get there too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was crazy, bro. They beat a security.
He caught a stray, bro, because he was just trying to do his job.
And he started fighting back, though.
Outside of Donut Star?
Yeah, behind Stetter Brothers.
He got chased into the street because I was driving. But
I remember my parents, I was walking home when that shit happened.
My parents were taking me home too, and like there was like we got surrounded by a giant crowd because we were like driving past.
It was when Mole had recently moved like around the corner from where I live.
All right, what do we say about bringing him up when he's not here?
No, okay, shut up. Look. I was just gonna say we were basically like kind of walking together, which is weird because you know.
You're trying to outrun him.
I tolerate him.
He kept trying to catch up.
I kept running away.
Speed walking.
You promised his mom you'll drop him off at his house.
On time.
10 beans a week. No, but yeah, that shit was a trip, bro. They literally beat his ass, and there's videos about it too. I remember at one point, like the video was everywhere and shit. So I was shopping up with my homie Kez, and he was talking about like who got that video, and I didn't want to post it and repost it type shit.
Yeah.
And so I edited a picture, a screenshot of it, into like a camera, and I made it seem like and I just put it on Twitter. I was like, which one? This one?
Like you took a picture?
Yeah, supposedly. Well, like the back of like a DSLR camera, like you know, a digital camera, and I just put it on there to act like, oh yeah, I got the video. Oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't post the actual video.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a screenshot of the security getting down.
Oh, it was like the thumbnail type shit.
Thumbnail,
yeah. Allegedly.
Well, shit don't concern me. You got his ass beat regardless.
Yeah, poor dude, bro.
Sucked too, though.
We had a lot of scandals going during high school.
Can you blame the guy for fighting back?
No, I'm saying fighting for your life type shit.
Bro, kids are not like if there's so many trying to jump you and shit. Like,
I'm throwing haymakers. I'm pulling out a weapon. If there's more than two. I'm sorry. I'm picking up sub weapon. I'm sorry.
I'm suplexing kids through the bushes.
They getting arm barred.
I'm spearing super them kicked, the
everything. They getting all the WWE moves.
Batista bomb
off a car.
619.
Swanton bomb off the buildings.
Off the building.
The frog splash.
The 450 splash.
Just do it right now. You get on top of your chair.
Onto the snow.
Boom.
Boom.
Well, I guess we can ask Tria how it was growing up in Bakersfield area.
Well,
are you like from actual Bakersfield or like a small town next to it? Or?
No, I'm from Bakersfield, but I was born there and moved to LA like a lot when between like me being born and I would say to like at least 6, 7.
Like you moved back and forth?
Yeah. Because I was permanent after 08, but before that, it was back and forth. So. I was born in Bakersfield, but I'm kind of from LA a little bit, ish. Watts.
You got that LA hood in you?
You listen to Draco?
Well, I started listening to him back in 2017, ish. My cousin put me on to him.
That's fire.
It's me. I'm the cousin.
I'm the big cousin.
Now, Bakersfield, me being there for so long, I like it. I love it. But my sisters, they hate on me trying to get it. I want to get a tattoo.
And they don't want that ad?
Hell no. Like, just because they're born in L.A.
Yeah.
I want to run my city, but... No, Bakersfield...
Oh, you want to get Bakersfield blessed on you?
Not Bakersfield, but like...
Something
I was telling somebody I want to get like, you know, like Route 66, the little sign shit.
Yeah.
But like, Route 661. No, hell no. I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, but like that same sign.
Yeah, like, but like 661.
I was like, then what?
You're like, so why? What the fuck?
Oh, hell no.
Route 66. Right,
oh, hell no.
Hell no, bro. You ain't even near there.
Oh, yeah, Route 66 starts in San Bernardino, and then from there it goes all the way to Chicago.
It goes down by Radiator Springs.
Yeah. Get your kicks there. You get your kicks there on 66. Yeah.
Yep.
And then as soon as you get on there, Life as a Highway starts playing.
You see Doc Hudson flipped over?
Damn. Trey just got sprayed by snow. This shit was insane.
No, Bakersfield not that bad, though. Well, if you just stay out the way.
Yeah.
Because...
That's what I tell you about Mexico.
It's a lot of killings.
That's what I tell you about Mexico, bro, but you're too scary.
Of course I can be scary. I'm from the outside looking in.
Bro, I'm from the inside and looking inside, and I'm...
But it's because you're desensitized already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have that shit, like, don't go to Mexico and you...
Well, I'll probably go to, TJ.
Rosarito, huh? You want to get your party on? Like, or you want Chinese food from Hong Kong?
You want some Chinese food, right?
Not some Chinese food.
If they see you're a tourist there, bro, they don't really fuck with you like that. Because it's like, you're the reason that the city's economy is staying stable.
Yeah, you're funding them type
shit. Yeah, you're funding them, bro. On God.
They might take your sneakers, but... Small price to pay for some fun. Yeah,
as long as you don't run into the fools with the Nike hoodies slice. And the fucking the Adidas runners on, bro, you're good.
Don't even look at them, huh?
Yeah, bro. If they have fucking sneakers on, bro, run. Run. If they try to stop you. Oh, shit. Is it snow falling?
No, I think it's.
Yes.
From the trees?
Yes, it is snowing.
Yes. It's just from the trees, right?
Probably a wind picked up.
Oh, shit. That was a big-ass piece of the ice.
I just got murked by one twice.
No, but yeah. Nah,
but yeah, going back to, like, you know, because Trey's saying, like, he fucks with Bakersfield, and then his family's, like, kind of, like, for what? I don't know. I always felt like.
Well, now they're ready to move the shit. Like, my grandma literally about to move, like, in a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's moving to Texas, Houston.
Yeah, we all going to be in Texas.
Houston.
But yeah, going back Houston. To what I was saying, I always felt like the city where you're from is, like, how you make it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's, like, it is what you take from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a shithole if you treat it like a shithole.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that, like, pessimistic vibe and, like, that ideology of, like, it's a shithole. You always think like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's literally like what you make out of it, to be honest, bro.
Yeah.
It don't even really matter where you from. Like, if it's a big spot, small spot, like, there's nothing wrong with being proud of where you from. Because
I'm a little on both sides with that shit, though. Because, like, Paris is a shithole, but it's my shithole.
Yeah.
It's my shithole.
Yeah, I guess. Right.
But it has like, my soft. It has a soft spot.
Think about all those people, like, in high school that always say, like, oh, I hate it here. Or, like, even, like, you'll see it on Twitter and shit. It'll be like, oh, like, I hate Paris, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bitch, then move.
Yeah.
Like, you don't gotta be here. And I'm not like the type of person that's like, then get the fuck out of here type shit, bro. But
go
I'm
back
like,
where you come from.
Like, make
go
yourself
back where
happy,
you came
bro.
From. This is my town, not yours.
Bro, if you hate it so much, go somewhere that where you'll fucking prosper and become happy.
Yeah. No, yeah,
do
yeah,
it for
yeah,
yourself
yeah.
if you hate this shit so much.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah I'm good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna suck when I move, though, but, you know, being there so long, I could do a fresh start somewhere.
Yeah.
And luckily, you're at the point where, like, you don't really have, like, I feel like once you're an adult, like, you don't have ties really to people or places. Like, you can get up and go anywhere and make life anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like when you're a morrillo, like, in, like, middle school, high school. Like, you got your friends.
Felt like you lost everything.
Everything,
morrillo
yeah.
Morrillo's Spanish slang for a fucking
for
kid.
For a little kid.
For a little kid.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you feel like you lose
Morrillo?
Everything.
Morrillo.
I've changed schools, like, so many times. Each time was, like. Like, what the fuck am I going to do when I get there,
yeah,
you know?
I'll change schools hella, too.
My elementary school don't even exist no more.
Yeah, it does.
What, does it?
Park Avenue?
Park Avenue don't exist anymore. That's just, it got absorbed by Paris Elementary.
It's all Paris, huh? I went to Park, too. I went from K to 2.
Well, I mean, honestly, Easy would know because...
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah,
don't air it out, but yeah, I was going
to
say...
No, yeah.
I would know, and it's Park again. It's just an online school.
Okay.
For
so it exists digitally.
For redacted,
I'm hearing.
But
it's basically
reasons.
An NFT.
It's also gonna be reopened as so the whole school is gonna be a school full of TK.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get reopened, and it's gonna be like every school in the district.
Yeah.
Their TK students are gonna go there.
Okay.
So literally gonna be a whole school full of morrillos.
My school's making it back.
Mm-hmm.
Making a comeback.
It's gonna make a kid's childhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool because, like, since I got the inside scoop, they're working on implementing all the classrooms to have it by themes.
Oh, that's it.
So, like, say room one is going to be, everything's going to be, like, jungle themed and stuff, you know?
That's fucking
fire. And they're not
going
to even do it where, like, a standard classroom where it sets up with desks and everything. It's going to be, like even stools, they're going to try to get it to be, like, jungle themed or, like, some beanbag. And, you know, try to get everything.
Yeah.
So, like, then room two will be, like, the... space theme, so they got astronaut stuff, and you know it's gonna keep going like that.
Yeah, that's
nice. Tough.
I think the teachers get their category and they just go from there.
Yeah,
it got real cold out of nowhere.
I even thought about getting up and putting on my sweater.
There was a little breeze that
just
started coming in, and it's
not moving.
Yeah, I'm God. There's a little breeze that came in, bro.
My teeth are chattering, bro.
Yeah.
Man, right?
What were we talking about? Well, I was talking to Trey yesterday.
He got bonked. Bonk.
Yeah, I was talking to Trey yesterday. It had to do with sports, but it's like kind of broad. But okay, look. Hear me out.
Let him cook.
I was just gonna say, cause Paris High, you know, we're in Paris in general. We're a small, not really small little town, but the one thing that put that brought us to headline news was that shit that happened with the Turpin kids.
Yeah.
That made national news.
Yes, national news. for those who don't know, there. I mean, everybody who watches this lives in Paris besides Rick's cousins in North Carolina, but I'll still explain.
One person in Germany.
Yeah.
Stokes County represent. Belgium.
Shout out to you. But, yeah. So, there was these 13 kids. They were locked up by their parents, held captives, basically chained up in the fucking, what was it, the attic?
It would be the basement.
Basement? Okay. Trey just got showered with snow. But, yeah, they were held up in the basement.
Oh, God, it's only landing
on
Trey.
And it made national news because there was a kid that was as young as, like, what, 3 years old? And one as old as, like, 28 or some shit?
Something like that. High 20s, yeah.
And it was bad. And the only way they found out about it was because one of the kids had managed to get out and walk into the front yard. And one of the neighbors saw how fucking, like, bony and malnourished they looked.
Yeah.
And they called the fucking cops.
It was a 20-something-year-old that went at some point to that community college that's right there, to MSJC.
Yeah.
And she had the figure and build of, like, a 13-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Extremely malnourished, like, bad.
Didn't your brother say, like, they were talking, like, Forrest Gump?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My brother said that, like, they had, because they had kept him captive for so long that they kind of spoke kind of slowly, mm-hmm. like Forrest Gump, like, Janae. I know I'm done, but I know love.
Jedi.
That's a trip, though.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. That's what put Paris on the news. But what I was telling Trey was, I don't know if you guys remember Juan Romero. No?
The
Romero brothers? The two paisas?
Oh, was he like, he was a football player.
Both of them were in football, but Juan was the better one. And no disrespect to Alejandro. Y'all both cool, bro. I remember
he was tall as fuck, right?
They were both tall as fuck, okay. But I think Juan was the like younger one by like a year or some shit. And they were both some cool ass cats, you know, paisas and shit. But they were both beasts in high school. And Juan was so good that he was getting scouted by D1 Boise State. But the only thing that ended up fucking him over was his grades. And the school, Boise State, had tried so hard to like make it work with his grades and shit, but they ended up not being able to do it.
Because I do remember that. The effort in school wasn't there for him.
Yeah, it wasn't there. And the school tried, like, Boise State tried really hard to try to make it work because they really wanted him to play. But it ended up, they ended up saying, like, no because of the grades. But, that would have put the school on the map in the city. Especially because not a lot of players come out of here, so.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather go to Rancho. Rancho Verde Caga Verde.
Orale. Homie still got high school beef.
Bringing back high school beef.
Fuck Rancho, homie. Hey, homie, where you from? Rancho? Hey, fuck you.
We had some schools play, like a Bakersfield play, like schools down here and everything, too.
Yeah, like, well, it's because of CIF, the whole state and shit.
Like Sierra Canyon, the school Bronny go to, he played.
Yeah. Ronnie James.
He played BCHS at a tournament up north.
Yeah.
Jalen Green from Fresno. Yeah. He played one of our schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Named Independence.
And Jordan Love, the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, also played in Bakersfield.
From Bakersfield, yeah. We got a cool amount of athletes, like where I'm from, a little up north.
Is it like if there's not much to do, they just get into sports type shit? Because would you say that there's shit to do, like shit for like a high schooler to be entertained with? Or?
Yeah, you like, got to
are there,
be,
like, malls and, like...
We only have... Well, we had two. One got, like...
You can smoke and drink.
Got destroyed. You could...
Legend.
Go to the Valley Plaza.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're, like, in the valley, so...
Yeah.
The nearest beach is, like, 4 miles... Well, not 4 miles. 4 hours away.
Mm. Yeah, you in the fucking... Like, you're in the... Yeah. You're central as fuck.
In the sticks.
Yeah, in the sticks.
But sports, you could make it out with sports if you really got the supportive system.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's everywhere, though, to be honest. But it's better out there because, you know, I guess they get recruited more out there.
A little bit, yeah.
Because they keep an eye out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of all the previous talent?
My little cousin did like that from, like, a school in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. W. You're, which one of your little cousins? Which one of your cousins?
Zaire.
Oklahoma Sooner.
Shout out Zaire. He's going to be a Sooner?
No, not like that. Oh. Like JUCO. He said it was like JUCO.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, from there, that's just like.
But it's still something,
it's
yeah.
A stepping stone.
Yeah, way better than me, though. You know, I'll be like giving them porters with stuff too. But if parents take a push it, at least I'm gonna try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trey's gonna pull out the fighting tour my ACL.
That damn knee.
My leg didn't come
that
off.
That one uncle, huh? He could have went playing soccer, huh?
Yeah, fighting trip over that damn rock. We would have been in Aspen recording this shit right now.
Oh, God. And mijo, I could have been playing for the fucking selección if I didn't fuck up my ankle.
But fucking Tata.
Fucking Tata.
It's because when I was playing against Messi,
it got a little messy. Yeah.
This is off track, but this is for real like a W like area. Like this is super fire.
This is fire,
this
bro.
Is, oh, yeah. This is sick, yeah.
You don't even see this on TikTok.
A no, lot type shit.
You don't. Just for y'all.
This is our,
and it's brick as fuck.
Our tiny little TikTok clip. Huh?
Yeah, my finger, my hands is red.
It's fucking brick out here. It's brick. My hands are kind of warm.
I can't move my hands.
I radiate heat type shit.
Yeah,
I usually do, but right now, bro, my shits are off.
I'm getting penetrated. I'm getting penetrated through three layers right now.
Penetrated, huh?
Yeah, huh? I never thought Idlewild would be
this brick.
This cool. This brick for sure. The last time we came up here, me and Leo came through after like a day of school that I had in San Jacinto.
Yeah.
And I had like free time, and I was like, "Want to go to Idlewild?" It was only like a 20-minute drive up the mountain. We were already out here.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, we came during the summer, so it wasn't that cool. But I mean, there was nice scenery and shit. Like, yeah, it was nice and green.
It was cooler than back down at home.
This would still be
though.
Sick. Like, where we're at right now in the summer, like having the sandwiches gets to stuck to the top of your mouth.
A ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Little bonfire at the little pit right there. That cabin up there.
So they sell firewood and stuff, and you can, like, we could have had that on type shit.
No, bro. I saw inside. Ice in that shit, bro.
It was a good price, too. I think it was
like six for $5.
Like $6 for a bundle.
We need a new flamethrower. We'll just use your hot ass breath.
My dragon breath.
Hot ass be clap.
Hot ass be clap. Nah, but yeah, this is fucking dope as fuck.
Yeah, it's sick as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
It's brick. It's real brick. My legs are getting cold.
Oh, God. Me too.
Shout out Leo for even wanting to come up here to bring Trey. Shout out Rick for bringing us and thinking of recording a pod.
Yeah.
Shit blew my mind, bro. It was crazy.
This fool, a lot of milestones for this fool.
Yeah.
Because
his first kiss.
I took his ass.
Oh, my.
Come on.
His manhood.
I can't keep defending you. I don't need you to.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry.
All right. My bad.
The volume came up.
Yeah. We started getting fucking feedback. But, what I was saying was, like, how long had it been since you hadn't been to the beach? Years, right?
Since I used to be, like, when I used to get visits from my dad, we used to go to the Riverside when I was younger. He'll take me to the beach.
Since he was a morrillo. Since when, Trey? Since you were a what?
At least four, at least.
Oh, a morrillo?
A morrillo?
Yeah, morrillo.
Morrillo.
Yeah, since he was a morrillo. He hadn't been since then. Since you were a jit?
He's a little jit.
Yeah, he was a jit. That's basically the equivalent of morrillo, jit.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's equivalent.
He hadn't been there since he was fucking small. And I took him to the beach the last time he came.
Mm-hmm.
Made him touch the
San
water.
San Clemente Beach?
Yeah,
San Clemente. Fire. That area. Where we drove from and everything, like Oceanside.
That's at the outlets where he got disrespected, bro.
What happened?
I don't
remember hearing about this.
We went to the outlets, right? And we went to Zoomies because they had just dropped the
what'd they call you, Trey?
What word did they use?
Was it soft or hard?
What word did they use? No, but we went to the outlets at San Clemente, and we went to Zoomies because they had just dropped the collab with
Naruto,
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z, and they dropped a fucking sick ass Goku Black Rose fucking t-shirt.
Fire.
And we wanted to get one, so we went in and they had my size, but they didn't have Trey's. So he was like, so they told him, "Oh, we can order it online for you and send it to your house." And then they were getting his address and shit, and then they were we were chopping it up with them and shit, and. It was this chick and this dude that were helping us out. And one of them was helping Trey put the order online, and the other one was just talking to us.
Yeah.
The chick. And he was like, my address is kind of weird because I'm not from out here. I came down from Bakersfield. Here. And then the chick tells this fool, he tells him.
No, she was like, "Where are you from?" Oh, I'm like, "I'm from Bakersfield."
Yeah, I'm from Bakersfield.
And then she was like,
and she told you what?
She was like, "The only thing I know about Bakersfield is that there's nothing there." And I was like, wow.
Just stood there.
That's not too bad.
Bro, he felt disrespected, bro.
Her saying that randomly, that was a little disrespect.
It was a white girl.
About Bakersfield, but it's something.
Like, "Oh, you're from Paris?"
I'm
sorry.
country singer legend there.
Oh, God, bro. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Paris.
Bro,
where the fuck is Paris, Texas? Paris.
No, Paris. But she said that like my city ass, though. Like, it was like a random ass city.
Like, what the fuck, bro? You live in the boonies, my boy.
Like, Bakersfield? What?
Bakersfield? Ain't nothing out there.
That to Hemet, huh?
I didn't know people lived out there.
I thought it was
you and 12 other people? Oh, that was a beautiful place.
No,
still haven't came back. Still haven't went back since. I want to go back and see if she's there. I want hands. I need them. If you're watching this, I don't know if you are, but bitch, I'm coming for you.
He said, you bitch.
Bitch, I'm coming for you.
It hurt my heart a little bit. Yeah, he kept laughing after it.
Who?
Him.
Yeah. He life for Trey.
I thought it was the funniest shit, bro, because it was like, fuck, he really?
And so upfront, like straight on.
It was just like, just...
All I know about Bakersfield is that there's nothing out there. And he's like, what? That's
damn.
The only thing you know? There's literally a fucking college there. Cal State Bakersfield.
Well,
they have a Cal State?
Yeah, CSUB, yeah.
CSUB.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, we have hella people from like we have people from Florida go to our school. Different basketball.
A bunch of Jets.
We have a basketball team that went to the NCAA tournament.
Back again.
For college.
What division are they, do you know?
D1, because they went to the tournament.
Oh, okay.
But the first team they played was a rising star, Buddy Hield.
Oh, shit,
Oklahoma.
They played when Buddy Hield
was
there?
They played with
they played Oklahoma?
A good Buddy Hield, Oklahoma, first game.
That's tough.
We only lost by like 10 because it went to overtime, but
Buddy Hield just
that
kind of
put
team.
Us on the map a little bit.
For those who don't know, players. Buddy Hield is a starter on his fucking NBA team, bro. It's insane.
Yeah.
And he's a shooter.
Shooter. D1.
C1. It's too cold to be doing all that, bro.
My God, bro. I don't know how you have the ability to move right now.
My like finger's about to fall off.
I have insulated gloves.
Nah, I don't know. Just fucking... I also feel like the wind pick up, too.
Yeah, a little bit. So
that's what makes it
the
little...
right side of my face, frozen.
Yeah. So,
look, toasty. Chilling.
So what did we get up to? What did we get up to while you were here, Trey? Since you leave tomorrow. At the time of recording.
You kicking him out?
Huh?
Yeah. I'm not kicking him out.
He said, yeah. Hey, you can't beat the allegations.
Oh, today's Monday?
Admit to
yeah,
it.
Today's Monday.
Ooh.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Damn.
What did we get up to while you were here, bro?
Well,
day one, what did we do?
Day one, you picked me up. Did I forget?
We went to Moose's.
Oh, yeah, we did go to Moose's. And we had fun.
Yeah.
Shout out, Moose.
You met the whole gang.
Met the whole gang.
Yep.
Well, a couple people didn't know me, but
you've been here
still.
Three times, and it's the first time you met Rick.
Met Rick.
This is the first time I met
Aaliyah,
you. That's crazy.
You're next, Aaliyah.
Huh?
So I haven't met you yet.
Next for what?
You're next.
What?
You.
We coming for you,
you.
Aaliyah.
Number slam. We coming for you.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, yesterday, the little kickback was cool.
Yeah.
I got
a little twisted. That was 2 days ago.
It went.
Damn.
It went 2 days because we went at night and then early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
We did some illegal activities. Yesterday was a 2 day. We watched football.
Yeah, we just stayed in and watched football.
Y'all cuddled?
A little bit.
You watched your team win?
He held me close.
You watched your team win?
Yeah, we watched the Chargers beat on the Rams.
Yep.
Out of LA. We own LA.
I seen that one. They posted a disrespect about the video, huh, where they were smacking. Like,
yeah, I posted it.
Yeah.
He
posted it on his story.
Yeah.
Now get out.
Like, smacked on the back. Now get out.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins and John Walker. Dean Ambrose.
Today. Well, honestly, when you first asked him about the snow, like, I didn't think we was going to do it. Because you like,
yeah, I didn't think we were going to do it either.
Because I didn't really trip. Because I was like, I ain't tripping.
Blame it on
I
you.
Know. I was just
no, like,
on
it
me.
Was,
no, I ain't even talking about Trey. It's Leo's bitch ass. Always throwing shit on me.
Fuck it. Throw hands.
Because the way you said, you're like, for the back, from what I've seen, but.
Yeah.
We all here.
Right. At first, I was kind of hesitant to wake this fool up. I was like, hey, Trey.
I woke up immediately, though.
Yeah, on the forehead.
Yeah, bro. Since I was sleeping, I was sleeping with him in the same bed, and I was cuddled up next to him, I was like, leaned over him, whispered in his ear, hey, Trey.
Trey. So Trey was Lil Spoon?
Yeah, he was Lil Spoon, bro. He'd been Big Spoon the last 2 days, so I don't let him.
It's only fair.
I had to switch it up for the one time.
Valid. Oh, but you guys also went to the mall.
Yeah.
Cop some drip.
Fucking dropped.
Yeah, you guys want
I didn't
ball.
Know. Calm, down, calm down, calm down.
Dropped the bag?
Who dropped the
he
bag,
He acted
bro.
Like I did, but no.
Bro, he bought.
I could have. If I really wanted to, I could have.
he bought a hat at Hat Club.
Fire.
He bought this jacket that I bought too.
Bought me Wetzel's pretzels.
Bought me Wetzel's pretzels.
$8 pretzel.
Mid-ass $8 pretzel.
I bought some expensive-ass banners.
Yeah.
Banners?
Like room banners?
Yeah.
He bought like the Celtics. Because
we went to the, what's it called? Sports Image or some shit?
Yeah.
In Sports Ontario. Image. And he was looking for like a bunch of shit. He was looking for another Chargers jersey, which he couldn't find.
Stuff. He was acting like I was getting every Charger thing. But
bro, you were getting a lot of Charger shit. I'm not going to lie. You were like, they got Charger shit?
You show the camera, your Charger underwear.
And your Charger socks.
Next time. It's too cold to show my ass.
To the Chargers franchise, please get my boy season tickets, bro. He's the biggest fan ever.
I need LT to sign my jersey. I need a picture with J Herbo. I want to touch him.
G Herbo?
J Herbo.
J Herbo.
It's because the quarterback's name is Justin Herbert, so they call him J Herbo.
J Herbo.
His fucking name is Herbert.
We looked him up.
Hubert.
No, he was a... What was that picture? Him in the fishing club?
Oh, yeah. He was like president of the kids. Fishing club and his fucking...
They showed like a throwback picture. Yeah. It was like, you just got beat by the president of the fishing club.
Of the fishing club in middle school or some shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with being president of the fishing club.
No, yeah.
It's like a picture of him, like a little cut, hold a big-ass fish.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he bought a Celtics banner because he's a Celtics fan in basketball and a Chargers fan in football. And he bought a Celtics banner with, like, all their championships on it. And he bought another banner.
Oh, the Raptor shorts?
Oh, yeah, the Raptor shorts. That was that.
Oh, you got Raptor shorts?
That's fire. Yeah, the throwbacks. Yeah.
What color?
Some throwback.
The purple one? Well, I could turn it to a fit because I got the purple jersey now.
Yeah.
Well, I got the purple jersey.
Fire.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to him.
He thinks he's
the one that pulls up all fitted to the court, huh? Just to be warming up all
game. Accessories and shit. Just to be ass. Just to be on the bench.
Yeah.
No, like, I wanted to... the main goal was low-key to get shoes.
My main goal.
That core store really ruined it.
Oh, my
for
God,
me.
Bro.
Are they overpriced?
They overpriced like, shoes
to,
I dropped
shout out
early.
To core. Shout out to core, but y'all be taxing.
Fuck core.
Fucking frauds. No, don't shout them bitches out.
Fuck
right, them.
Fuck core, then.
It's core K over here.
I'm just trying to get free core cool K. grays.
Trying to get the core lore. Hold
no,
on.
No, they was taxing the cool grays for almost $600.
$575.
And when you said it was under four on...
Bro, I looked it up
they're
on
three.
GOAT.
They're 340.
380 on GOAT. Shit was insane.
I'm telling you, that's the same story that tried to offer Mars. He had the Supreme BB belt. Like, the red one, too. The more desirable colorway. Mm-hmm. Tried to offer him retail. Talking about there's minor scratching and shit. It's like, bro, a used one. And he only wore it, like, twice. And he was like, a used one would go for, like, at least 700 type shit, you know? He sold it for somewhere around there. I can't tell you the exact price.
Did he get it for retail?
Yeah. He copped retail. Because the retail's high, dude. It was like $298, I think, retail.
BB belts are, they're pricey regardless.
I can't even feel this scratching my fist. I can't feel it.
I can't feel my nuts.
The episode better go crazy because I ain't going to lose toes and fingers over fucking 30 views.
Yeah, that dead ass. Nah, we got to chop some shit up, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to make it right.
Yeah. Oh, but what else did you buy? You bought a no, yeah. I already said the Hat Club shit. He bought a He bought like a pretty cool Diamondbacks hat club for like how much? 65.
That was 55.
55.
It's pretty good.
That's a pair of Vans, bro. That's a little too much for me.
Nah, Vans.
Not anymore.
Yeah, like 70 bucks. Bro.
Vans went up.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I always thought Vans was like 35.
They used to be, bro.
Used to be, dude. It was that much. Yeah.
That's crazy. I've worn Vans since 2020.
Yeah. Why you don't like them?
No,
my
I think I started making money now, more money than I normally would, because
I used to not have half shoes.
I used to start working and making more money, I just started buying stuff I really liked and wanted. So.
No, it's valid.
Valid, yeah.
It's still shit I don't have that I still want, but you know, I'm an adult now, so I have to live a more responsible and mature life for me and my family.
Sadly.
No. They low-key lean on me a little.
A little too much?
Not too much, but like enough to... Because I used
rock,
to work
bro.
The most, so... Yeah, I have the best credit score, too.
That's right.
W. Yeah.
W.
We over here promoting black excellence.
Oh, God. Yep.
Get your credit up, Kings. Credit will get you far. Real shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're spitting facts.
You're spitting.
Yeah.
pick your head up, your snapback's falling.
That's why Mookie moved. That's why I basically moved from my grandma's, because she would, like, milk the shit out of me with my stuff. Like, my...
That's what you just do.
Like, just take shit from, like, when I get paid... If it was like a $200 check, I
didn't
give
get paid, bro. You guys got paid.
Yeah. We got paid.
We got paid.
Hey, we got paid.
Like it came to the point where like she literally knew how much I would get paid when I was.
We started catching
go to
checks.
The bank. Yeah,
she'd be like Trevante.
But nah,
she logged into your payroll. And
I was helping with the bills, cause
oh yeah, that's valid. But well, she'd be like Trevante, when you getting paid?
I put a roof over your head. You was my guardian. You had to.
Guard me. Guard me. You're supposed to be guarding me.
I love my grandma,
though.
Shout out to my grandma. Love you.
Shout out to Trey's grandma.
Shout out
to
Trey's grandma.
What's up, Chell?
We got him out here in the sticks.
She ain't never seen me, huh? So if you ever
probably showed you.
If you ever show her this, she'll see me for once.
Yeah.
Because you're always like. You're always telling her some sus-ass shit, like, my boyfriend, my man, Leo.
How, bro?
Yeah, I'm about to go to my, I'm going to go visit my boyfriend, finally.
She be like, huh?
She
be
like,
huh? She be like, Leo?
Like, one time she called my dad about, talking about, come get your gay-ass son. Did I say something like, I guess I took it too far? And she, like, calls him. He was like, come get your gay son. He over here saying some crazy stuff.
How you pay Leo when you stay down there? Do you top him off?
She handed me the phone and stuff. I had to explain myself. It was a joke. It was a prank.
I'm not gay.
I love women.
I like women.
I'm not gay no more.
I like women.
Women.
Shout out to Nalgon Lalo. I know he watches this, bro.
He watches it for sure, huh?
Yeah, I'm glad.
After he fell off.
Staffel Mars, bro. That's his alter ego.
Like Zion, huh?
A little gummy bear.
Zion is
like
just
Zion, yeah.
Zion is just Mars, bro.
No, that's his actual alter ego. Zion.
Yeah.
Shout out Zion.
Zion Williamson is just Mars in a costume.
Mm-hmm. With stilettos on?
Yeah, with stilettos on. Stilts.
Stilts.
On God. Damn. Oh, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
How was the drive up, Rick? What you think?
It wasn't bad.
Scary.
We were seeing snowfall. Well, not snowfall, but like snow on the ground, probably like around 3,000 feet or so.
Snow bunnies.
Snow bunnies.
I had three of them in my truck.
Huh? 3,000 feet high too.
Huh?
3,000 feet. We high as hell.
Right now, I think we're like at 5 or so.
Yeah.
Cloud nine. But yeah, as we were going up, it started getting more snow on the sides. On the road, probably like around 4,000 feet. Once we got into Idaho, they got pretty slick. Where like people not even pulled over, they like stop in the middle of the road to throw on chains. And we took a little back street to see if we can find like a little cut to record. We ended up just coming to the park, but yeah. That was pretty slick too. Like I said, shout out to the park staff here. They cleared a little spot for us here, and then they're on it, bro. They're plowing like around the clock.
Parking?
Yeah, I got some good parking.
We need to take off. When we
I was like,
late,
hey,
later.
Bro, I was like, I got two wheel drive, bro.
Shout out.
Help me out.
Represent.
Help me.
Help me.
And the bad thing is, though, because I've experienced it when I used to work for parks, is that if someone gets stuck or someone needs road help or whatever, like, we're for liability reasons, they're not allowed to help.
Damn.
Because if something happens to their car, any kind of damage, whatever, like, it can come back on you type shit because you weren't supposed to do it in the first place. Because we used to have, like when it would rain at the park and there's, like, dirt parking and some people would still park and they'd get stuck on the way out and they'd ask if we can, like, chain them out. And we're like, we can't, bro. Like, call a tow truck or get some of these people to help you if they have chains. Like, we can't even give you the chain, you know, to help you out.
You're your own pal.
Oh, good luck, pal.
Yeah, well, because, like, I feel like people automatically to go seek help. They'll think immediately, like...
The staff.
A staff, yeah. Or a ranger, anyone that can, you know, to be able to assist.
It's like the same thing with security. Like, you have to... When you get patrolled, they tell you...
They reach
like,
out to you.
Yes.
Yeah, they think, we can help, or we're like, sorry, ma'am, you gotta...
Call the cops.
Call the cops, or...
Or get over.
Go talk to, like, the store manager or whatever.
Help yourself.
That happens a lot, too, like, where my girl works. She works at like this spot that sells like luxury sunglasses and shit, and They get licks hit like often, bro. Like six figure licks.
Damn.
And like they can't do anything. It's their store policy. They can't even like stand in front of them or like try and stop and detain them at all. If they call security, the security just pulls up and they don't do anything either.
It's like, already too late, huh?
Yeah, it's too late. It's like a smash and grab type shit. Like they'll just pull up like and throw shit fast as fuck into like a bag and like they're gone like within seconds.
Over some glasses though?
Yeah. Bro, like, because their cheapest glasses start, like, at $200 or so. And from, like, 100, 200, like, their highest end goes up to, like, 6, 7. So, like, there's this one bitch that one time stole 90 pairs, and that was a $30,000 lick.
Whoa.
God damn.
Yeah,
that
bro.
That being said, if anybody wants to buy glasses, you can DM me at who is easy, allegedly.
They may or may not be a little scratched.
They may or may not smell like a plastic bag.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, like security put in a tough spot too, because one time when so that same bitch had came back and tried to hit a lick again, but this time something happened. I can't disclose what happened because I could put someone's job at risk. But long story short, the thing got heated. And some older black security dude had pulled up and he got like pushed, he got shoved like off into the street type shit.
Damn.
Like he got dropped by the people that were trying to get away. And it was caught on video and I was like, that's fucked up, bro. Like if you're gonna steal, bro, like.
Why do you gotta cause harm?
Have
to
some
you,
decency. Yeah. Like don't fucking harm this old dude that's just trying to, you know, do his job.
Facts.
But that was fucked up. I was like, bro, if I was there, I would have faded. It was a girl too. I would have faded that bitch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sat her down in the chair and cut her up.
Trey, you have any crazy stories working as a security?
Well, I used to work in a like a mental health building one time.
Is that kind of scary?
Well, the story? No, it wasn't that scary. It was just like she pulled up screaming and like talking to a lady that she didn't know. And she was telling me that she knew her.
What the fuck?
Damn.
She was like, yeah, I know that lady. That's my friend.
She was telling you that?
Yes, me.
What the fuck?
And yeah, I was
that's
like,
nice.
Being a security, you have to be like, ask questions and stuff. So I was like, is she harming? She was like, yes. And I was like, all right. And then I had to escort her. But by the time, I went up. Because it was like a three-story like building.
Went to the top,
she
like
went up to the building, stole like papers, and left.
Oh, like on her way up?
Yeah, but the way she looked was the craziest. She was like dirty as hell. She's white, hair dirty. Like it was like she's rolled in mud, but painted herself after that. So she was dirty as fuck with paint on her.
Like blackface?
Yeah, you can say blackface. Damn near. She was dirty as fuck. Like. Rolling in mud like a pig.
Yeah, I got you.
Another story. I worked at another mental health building. I don't know why they kept putting me there. But it was next to like the...
You were doing your job well.
Yeah, they just convinced him he was working. They
like I was the number one security guard. Top flight. Nah, but...
Top flight?
This time it was next to like the PO office. Like the... what is it? The parole office place.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was one time some autistic dude stole a car and drove it back to his doctor to get his medicine. Yes, I was looking like one of the craziest ones.
Well, he committed to treatment right there.
It was like 30 cop cars pulled up deep.
That's kind of a W.
I was the only security guard there. I had to talk to the cops. I told him where he was at. Yeah, basically I was a snitch.
Well, that's what your job entitles if it needs to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I'm a security, I'm snitching. I'm recording.
Public safety.
You got that shirt on?
Yeah.
You snitching.
So you had pretty good interactions, like, when cops pull up to investigate and shit?
Yeah.
You thought he was on the team?
I felt a little power.
It's like fucking Patrick in the episode where the cops pull up on, hello, brothers.
Yeah.
Trey was like, wee woo, wee woo.
I feel like one of the boys for the one time, but yeah, that was one of another scary story about being security. It'd be random.
You ever get assaulted? Pushed, shoved, spit on, kicked?
I don't be near nobody. Because a lot of the main post I was at was when I was doing COVID at a fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the best one. I was doing overnight.
Not doing shit.
Sleeping.
Watching movies.
All Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Playing my game. But the dangerous part about it.
He had his PlayStation connected to the monitor that had the security cameras.
I'm gonna minimize it. I don't need this shit.
The craziest thing about it was like, I was doing it like peak, like when it started, like COVID. And we was helping like.
Oh, did you have to enforce masks and shit?
No, it was like a area of the fair that was blocked out to where, it was like 10 RVs where they could stay. And some people that we had like a little family of four one time. It was like a mom and two kids.
Yeah.
Elderly people. We had to be in like damn near hazmat suits, a mask, gloves. Hella shit.
Shields.
It was during the summer too, so it was hot.
Ooh.
Hot.
Shiesties.
Shiesties never
come
off, bro.
It was like the shiesty before the shiesty, really.
Nah.
Yeah.
How long have we been going, bro? I'm freezing my fucking
toes. I'm brick right
off.
Now. If we got an hour and two.
Ooh, this is cool, though.
I'd say we wrap it up. We do
wrap
a little
up,
little,
talk about our experiences,
little frolicking see. In the snow, and then...
This is the Trey special guest, the special
episode.
New Year special.
I think this was cool. I think we should try some shit like this again.
Yeah.
Another park.
A beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere in scenery.
Something,
this
is
like top tier. I don't, like, where are y'all going next? I don't think it's beating this. This because of snow.
This is fire. I was not expecting there to be this much snow. Because I was bitching about going to the snow. I didn't want to go to Big Bear because Big Bear is a whole mission. It's like two and a half hours up there, and then, it's an entire trip back. So I was like, I'll take you out of Idlewild, whether there's snow or not. Like, we're still up in the mountains type shit.
True.
We're going to see something.
Something, yeah. But yeah, this exceeded my expectations. This is fire.
Yeah, really dope.
Trey, how do you feel about freezing your dick off for the last hour?
Well, I'm kind of used to it, like working in the rain, but this is. I ain't trying to, like, get my fingers cut off.
Nah.
By the time I go back home,
it's
cold.
It picked up getting even more cold. Because
the wind.
The breeze started coming.
The sun's
gone,
that's why. Leo?
What's up?
What?
How you feel?
How'd you like this experience?
Cold! No, the experience is cool. I don't even know how many times I've been to the snow, but I fucking, like I said in the beginning, I love the cold weather. I love coming in the snow as much as I'm freezing my fucking nuts off.
Record scratch.
I love coming in the snow.
The vanilla cream snow.
Don't eat the vanilla snow.
Don't eat the vanilla.
I'll be down to do this
custard snow.
Let's go again.
Yeah.
Custard snow.
Hey. Yeah, this would be fire.
There's kids in the snow. Where?
Easy,
not those kind
easy,
of kids.
Easy, how do you feel?
I don't know. It's dope. Like, this is, I did not expect to end up pulling up to any snow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to happen. I'm not going to lie. Because at first the trip was just to come over here and kick it,
and see
show
what's
Trey
up.
The snow, and chill. But Rick threw out the idea of, like, making a podcast out here. I was like, well, that's a fucking dope-ass concept, bro.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was fucking experience that I think that was worth it.
Honestly,
hopefully
didn't think this
no
would work
issues.
Though.
This is for me. This is worth it.
Honestly,
this
didn't think this would
10
work
out
10.
As smoothly too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
no fuck
hopefully
ups.
Hopefully, everything goes as planned because in post something could have messed up.
Yeah, something could have.
And I'm not gonna
up.
Lie, we kind of fucked up by not checking if it was still recording for the video.
Nah,
but worst case scenario, there's no
we've
video,
got,
but
yeah,
we got pictures, whatever.
We got audio.
But honestly, we have at least something for video. At least something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have checked, but I guess we'll find out. If you're watching this on YouTube the whole way, first of all, we appreciate it.
And you were lucky that it worked.
And we're blessed it worked because, we're doing this shit. We're shot in the dark. Never done some remote location like this.
I didn't realize it was this easy because I do have, electricity out of my truck. I have a normal plug in case we needed it. But I was like, well, we don't really need much. Like, we can... realistically, remote record anywhere. That's why I was like, this is exactly what I was picturing. I was like, if there's some snow, even if there isn't, just like a nice, like, forest backdrop, and we can set up the little tripod with the camera there, and then we can record something out of the normal, you know, something that's not in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
The next time we'll make a fire, though, because fuck. It's just
for
cold.
Real, bro. I swear, if the video did record, you'll see me
shivering
the whole time, bro.
Shake a dick.
Got him. Nah, but real quick, shout out Moose, Mola, Zanny. They weren't able to make it. Zanny didn't even answer our phone call, so.
Yeah, and.
Still fuck with you.
Yeah, and Moose and Morley said they were too sweepy.
They were sweepy. And then shout out Gio. We're supposed to kick it with him today, yep. But we didn't know what time we're going to get back and shit. Yeah. So.
And we couldn't squeeze him in the wham.
Yeah. Too much totos in the whip. Yeah, you want to sign us off, Rick?
Yeah. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. I hope this is worth freezing our ass out for the last hour because it's fucking cold. It's cold as shit.
Cold as a bitch.
Picked up.
Make sure to follow the Instagram at Jack Shack Studio. Make sure to follow all the boys.
Thank you for bringing me here. Bring
well,
me here too.
We've gotten our Instagrams out there, but Trey, go ahead and plug your Instagram.
Well,
if you want
it.
To.
Oh, y'all plug it. It's I am Trey with two I's, _ Trey. Some light.
Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all follow him. All the snow bunnies, get at him.
If you get at him. He said his Instagram's face. At who is easy. Get at him.
No Percocet possums, only snow bunnies.
Percocet possums?
With a G-Wagon in the back, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Hey, Trey, pasa smog?
Pasa smog.
Like that, we're out.
All right. Later, y'all.
Later.